All righty, here we go now. It's 7 past 8. This is News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. 50 degrees. Let's do it. Let's save some pups and kits' lives.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog.
Oh. Right, 7 past and News Talk 100.1 FM. Good morning. Chuck Booz along with Freddie Hammer and our friend Mary Beth Knapp.
Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you.
Boy, do we have some cutie patooties, and the song has to add a cat to that, too, because nobody loves me like my dog and cat.
Where is the other side of that song? We do need a cat representation.
We do. I think it's important. And look at that. We'll start with Annabelle.
Oh, Annabelle's a sweet kitty.
Is she gorgeous?
She's
just
her.
A gorgeous calico.
I love calico.
She's about 4.5 years old, and she, of course, is spayed. She has been with us at the shelter for 2.5 years.
Oh, too long. Too long.
Isn't that needs to be a guest.
And by the way, we're on Comporium 103 or 1103 this morning. If you'd like to see an up-close picture of Annabelle, she is beautiful.
Isn't she stunning?
Yeah, really pretty girl.
And she's hanging out at our cat lounge at our rescue at 8177 Regent Parkway. She loves to be brushed until she doesn't.
That makes me laugh.
Cats, right? She's funny and likes to play, but lounging is her expertise. And, of course, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
She's a cat, of course.
She loves to lounge.
She's a cat.
And watch other cats and go, no, you know I'm beautiful, right? Don't get too cocky because she's the one. Oh, my goodness. She's so funny. She has a great personality and enjoys other cats. She loves cat toys. There are 2 or 3, and she loves other cats hanging around with them as well.
Wow.
Come in and meet this beauty and maybe you'll fall in love. You just never know. but it's time for her to leave the rescue. So
she needs a
home.
Out
there. It's her month.
Okay.
All right.
Cat of the month.
That's right. And then the canine pet of the week is Coco.
Wow. Coco is beautiful.
And what a sad story with Coco as I read into this, Mary Beth. Yeah, that breaks my heart, but I know Coco's really heading to the right place.
Isn't it amazing? It's amazing when you hear the stories. So Coco's a gorgeous spayed 4-year-old Pibble mix, and she might have a little German short hair pointer with her, but she's 100% adorable.
Beautiful, beautiful girl.
She came to us because her parents, human parents, divorced. And
nobody wanted the dog.
Exactly.
Oh.
She's beautiful, and the key here is she is such a well-balanced personality.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. She's quiet and gentle in her kennel. She wants to just lay across you and just hang out. She loves human kids. You know, that can be questionable.
You're right.
Does she like
and prod and pull and stuff?
Does she like white spotted dogs? Crazy white spotted dogs?
You never know. You gotta do that meetup.
I know. I see the look.
And then she has some skills. She can sit for the treat. She's well mannered on a leash. She can walk or run with you. She just wants to be with you, which is awesome because sometimes, you know, one of the things at the rescue is a little distance. You've got to earn their trust again.
Is she house trained?
We can't say she is.
Okay.
If
she's that smart, though, you know.
She does hold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when she's in the yard, she's content to explore and sniff, so she's not rushing to try to find a way out or any of that
right.
kind of stuff.
Now, you said she's had there's some things on her coat and stuff like this, Mary
That's
Beth,
right.
And here's the heartbreaking part.
It is heartbreaking. We noticed that she's got some burn marks on her, and she's such a stunning girl, so she must have had some rough time in her life. So often people are feared by the look of a pooch, and they'll do crazy things. They'll throw things at them. They'll throw bottles. They'll throw acid. They'll throw, you know, grease, anything to get the animal to leave. And my goodness, look at those eyes. She wouldn't hurt a flea. So obviously something happened to her. We think there are burns on her back, but she holds no grudge. That's the amazing part. She holds no grudge.
Uh-huh.
I know,
okay.
It's just stunning.
Shouldn't we all?
Wouldn't we?
Yeah.
If you got hurt, go,
Amen.
Hey,
Amen.
I don't know about you anymore. She doesn't. So come in, give her a chance. Help write the end of her story by giving her her forever home. She will make you so happy.
How pretty.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. And then what's going on at the HSYC?
What's going on at the HSYC?
What's going on at the HSYC?
Mark in your calendar for the 28th of this month for the 2017 Puppy Bowl. Hosted by A-Plus Garage Doors, and it's going to be on site at Pet Essentials this year.
Oh, Lord.
I know. It's 11 to 3 in Charlotte. And, oh, my gosh, the cuteness factor. Of course, we never know. This is the key. We're going to have three rescues on site, but we never know what puppies we're going to have. So if we don't have puppies, we're sure to bring something very cute and furry. So no worries there.
Something to hug. You'll be all right.
That's right. And who knows who will get that football. We always have the question of get the ball. Someone just get the ball. So we will have fun at the 2017 Puppy Bowl this year. And then, of course, I have to ask, January's half over, and have you already given up on your New Year's resolution of going to that gym? Because who hasn't already given up on their New Year's resolution? Instead, come and walk or run a dog. Ooh, at the rescue.
That's a good
great
resolution.
Idea, Mary Beth. I'm going to tell you, that's a great starter for anybody.
Exactly. Instead of paying that gym fee, come and join our family of volunteers and do something good for yourself and for the baby. Pounds will come off of you.
Yes.
And the babies will be so appreciative of your efforts. As well, of course, you know, give 2 to 4 hours. It's so little bit of time. Matter of fact, it goes like that.
Mary Beth, you
wonder where the time went.
Who walks the dogs when you don't have, like, a volunteer come in? Is that part of the staff over there that has to pick up that slack also?
It is. And, you know, it's kind of a tough thing when we have a minimal staff and we've got lots of cages to clean and keep sanitary and things like that. So it's quite the job. And, of course, it helps so much when a volunteer comes in and takes the dog. Not only is it helping the dog, it's helping the person walking the dog, and it's helping the staff get the kennel clean. So
Amen.
It's a win-win-win.
Amen.
Yeah.
And there's other ways, of course, to help if you can't. Some people say, I just cannot go into the shelter. It just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You can help in other ways. You can help cleaning laundries. You can do the thrift shop. It's awesome, but we need help. Processing donation, pricing items, register attendance. You name it, we need you. So get involved. And it's so easy. It's just so easy. But once you get in, you're hooked.
No doubt.
And that's a good thing. And, of course, you get to shop there, too, while you're volunteering. That's the best thing.
And find all the good stuff. Exactly.
Isn't it? You find great stuff. And, boy, if you come in on the first day of opening Wednesday, it's awesome. And, of course, every day we restock because we are so blessed with donations.
Freddie just winked at me. Wednesday. What time?
Oh. 10.
When's Wednesday? Okay, like.
Gotta
that's
get out.
Right.
Gotta go.
That's the time. I'll be over there.
Remember I tell you there's a meeting every Wednesday at 10? Wink, wink. Okay.
Exactly. There's a meeting, right? We're meeting at 2144 Carolina Place.
Oh, sure.
We get a chicken mini and we head on down to the possibilities.
Yeah. Well, I can see about that. Come on in here. New stuff. New antiques. All right.
Exactly. Well, thank you guys so much for sharing the word here about our babies. Every circulation helps. If you think somebody's interested, even if you don't, put their picture out on your social
Amen.
Media.
Amen, yeah. Mary Beth. Amen. I think the more people that see it, the more chances you have of somebody getting adopted. And
exactly.
For those who don't know, y'all are a no-kill shelter, and that costs you more and more time and everything else to do that.
That's exactly right. It costs about $50,000 to do what we do a month, and that is a lot of money. Of course, we're reaching out now. Even if you have, like, talents, people don't think of this stuff, but if you can write a grant, come help us. We need you.
Mm-hmm.
We need all that sort of talent. Sending thank you notes. You'd be surprised on all the intricacies of what we need from people just
if you can
have
sign,
an extra hour or two.
If you can sign a paw print, we can use you. We can use
exactly
that. Yes,
right.
We can.
We can rock an ink pad.
Yes! All right.
Thank you guys again.
Thank
and
you.
And we shall see you next week.
All
Perfect.
Right.
Go to humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mary Beth. Y'all are the best. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
All righty. It's quarter past.